We are living through a time of great changes. In Ireland, north and south, the working class is being made to pay for the capitalist crisis. The very same ideological tools which gave rise to the crisis are now being redeployed as the supposed solution. The austerity measures and the conditions imposed through the power of the IMF, the European Central Bank and the European Union threaten not only the welfare and livelihood of workers, but pose a real danger to democracy. Having been forced to confront the fact of the crisis, capitalism seeks the way out while still preserving the system. Of course, it says, something has gone wrong, but it was the fault of greed, lack of regulation, etc., etc. It still refuses to acknowledge, and cannot acknowledge, that the crisis is the result of capitalism itself. This crisis was not merely the result of the nefarious activities of bankers, speculators and developers. It was, and it is, part of the major structural and systemic crisis that is part of the world and inherent in the world capitalist system. In the last 12 months, the effects of that crisis have begun to bite and undermine the interests of workers, the unemployed and the vulnerable in our society. It has brought home in the acutest sense the need for a revolutionary socialist party which has the necessary tools to correctly analyse the situation in which we find ourselves and to articulate and to mobilise a response. In a number of ways, the past year has given us cause for optimism on many fronts. The party has begun to strengthen organisationally. The party's profile in Northern Ireland has been enhanced, and particularly in the current economic climate, our political assessment is being demonstrated as more relevant and telling than ever. I will look in more detail at a number of those areas shortly and also outline some areas for development which we have planned. But before that, let me turn to an issue that has now entered its sixth year. It was at our party's annual conference in October 2005, that our comrade and party treasurer, Sean Garland, was arrested on foot of an extradition order issued by the Bush administration, in fact, in the dying days of the Bush administration. They had waited deliberately, and we now know it was deliberate, until Sean travelled to Northern Ireland before they pursued the arrest. The US administration felt it had a better chance of securing Sean's extradition if he was detained in this jurisdiction rather than in the Republic of Ireland. The fact that they offered no evidence at the time and have still 6 years later not produced a shred of testimony to support their allegations has meant that Sean and Mary have had to endure unbelievable pressure and anxiety throughout that period. I'm pleased to say that Mary has been able to join us today, and Mary, you're most welcome. You're among friends and supporters who have stood and will stand with you and Sean until these outrageous allegations are finally dealt with. Please pass on our best wishes and assure Sean of our continuing ongoing commitment and support. The extradition hearing was held in Dublin during July. The court reconvened in early October, and at that stage the judge advised that he would announce on November the 16th, in just a few weeks' time, the date at which he would give his findings. The campaign now has the support of over 100 Irish parliamentarians from all political parties and independents. There has been widespread support within the trade union and labour movement in Ireland, in Britain and the US. There has been support from fraternal parties from every continent in the world. The support which they have shown and the willingness which they have signed up is as much a demonstration of their opposition to the US extradition request as it is a testimony to the standing in which Sean Garland is held in Irish political life. As we await the outcome of the court's decision, there is still work to do and campaigning to be carried out. There is also fundraising to be undertaken. Please do what you can to support the campaign. Log on to the website. The address is on the screen for updates and information, and also to find details of how you can make a donation in support of the campaign. You will also hear further details in the course of this morning about fundraising events. We all look forward to a speedy and satisfactory outcome of this vindictive and malicious indictment, and eagerly anticipate an address to this conference in due course by our comrade John Garland. In the Assembly elections last May, the party stood four candidates in Belfast. We would like to have had more candidates than, and we would like to have been able to offer the option of voting Workers' Party to many more people. Despite some organisational progress in the preceding months, we were limited in what we could do. Nor were we in a position to fund a larger campaign. However, we can be proud of the campaign which we did wage, and of the increased number of votes we received, even if that was small in the overall scheme of things, and was much lower than we would have wished in the circumstances. But we have never opted for the easy way forward, and we have never compromised principles for popularity. We are not a party which says, this is our policy, but if you don't like it, we'll change it. Before I go on to mention some details of the election campaign itself, I would ask you to show your appreciation for the four candidates who stood in the Belfast area for the party, and to say thank you to them for their commitment and their unswerving loyalty to this party and to the principles for which it stands. The main theme of our Assembly election campaign was one that was all too familiar, but one which many parties chose to airbrush out of our current reality. In the 1970s, the 1980s, and indeed the 1990s, we said sectarianism kills workers. We screamed it from the rooftops, and we postered that message on walls in every town and city in Northern Ireland. In the 2011 Assembly elections, we spelled it out again in letters large enough for everyone to see. Sectarianism hasn't gone away. And unfortunately, how right we were once again. We delivered that message throughout the campaign, and in doing so, we distributed thousands of leaflets, put up hundreds of posters, and delivered our message through every letterbox, of every door, in every street in this city. And that was no mean feat. We did that with few resources, with a small but dedicated band of members and supporters, and we got results. Our vote increased, our profile was raised, and our political credibility was enhanced. Well done, and thank you to everyone who was involved in that. Just over a year ago, before last year's conference, we took a deliberate and determined decision to develop the party's presence and profile. This is one of the areas that give us cause for some optimism. The party will sing and participated in more public events than it has done for some time. Its campaigning edge was being sharpened, and that was obvious. In wind and rain, we participated in anti-cuts rallies. We were back on the streets in better days for the trade union organised demonstrations against cuts to public service. We celebrated May Day in Belfast city centre. We were loud, those of you who were there will remember that. We were proud, we were confident, and it showed. At Belfast City Hospital, we demonstrated against plans to close the accident and emergency department. We were out in numbers again at the meeting to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Cuban victory at the Bay of Pigs. Comrades Francie Donnelly and Tom French, two of our longest serving members, presented a salver to our Cuban guest, himself a veteran of the Bay of Pigs. We were proud to be part of Pride, and not only joined in the Pride March, but commissioned a special party poster to mark our support. This year also marks the 75th anniversary of the military uprising which started the Spanish Civil War, a brutal conflict in which more than 500,000 people lost their lives. The battle for Spain and the defence of the Spanish Republic became a struggle for freedom and democracy against fascism and despotism. Throughout the world, many answered the call of the Spanish Republic and joined the international brigades. This September, members of our party travelled to Spain to place a memorial plaque to commemorate our comrade Paddy McAllister, a brigadista in the Mackenzie Papineau Battalion, and a committed Workers' Party member until his dying day. And we were to the forefront of the protest at the US consulate in support of the brave Cuban Five who were and who remain incarcerated in US prisons. One has been released but still forced to remain within Miami at constant threat to his life, where their only crime was to expose US-sponsored terrorism against the people and state of Cuba. That campaign for the Cuban Five continues, and we are proud to be part of that campaign. In many ways, on a number of fronts, our presence and profile registered a significant and deserved boost this year. But none of this happened accidentally. The work of the Business Committee, established just over a year ago to help develop and revitalise the party, deserves both mention and praise. It was thanks to the Business Committee that the election campaign was delivered. The strategic approach, the manifesto, the website, the leaflets, the canvas material, the party political broadcast, the media coverage, and the funding are all attributable to its work. It has been the Business Committee which launched and delivered our presence and profile initiative, and the Business Committee which has been responsible for the development of the discussion papers which will be presented later on today. And it is thanks to the work of the Business Committee that we will be announcing a number of new party representatives later this morning. The committee has also ensured that the distribution of our magazine Look Left has been placed on a more secure and professional footing. It is now available in newsagents throughout Northern Ireland, and a distribution and development strategy has been recently adopted. As part of that strategy, a complimentary copy is available to everyone attending today's conference, and you can pick up your copy from the stand in the hall. It's free, but of course donations will be gratefully accepted. It has been a busy and a productive year. With the help of the Business Committee approach, we have been able to lay solid foundations for progress in the coming months and towards 2015 and the next round of local government and assembly elections. Finally, I will mention some of the forward planning that is taking place. Between now and June of next year, we hope to address the areas of policy development, party development, updated structures, and the selection of additional party representatives. That work will be implemented and monitored over the next 2 years, and then in August 2014, we will begin our election campaigns for 2015. We have come a long way in 12 months, but there is much more to be done. We have never opted for the easy road, but hard work, discipline, and commitment will yield results. We do not accept that there is no alternative. We believe that citizens are capable of transforming their own lives and the society in which we live. Comrades, this year has been, and I believe will become, a significant year in the history of the party. Thank you for your support, your commitment, but most of all for your belief that change is not only necessary, but achievable. Thank you, comrades.